Hi, my name is Tania Bruguera. I'm an artist at the Pavillon de l'Urgencia at the Venice Biennale this year. Today I'm going to show a piece. It's called Self-Sabotage. And it is a piece that combines several genres, theater, performance, lecture, art. And one of the elements of this piece is precisely, hopefully, a combination between what is the knowledge that is illustrated and what is the knowledge that comes to you in a more kind of conceptual way. The main subject, well, the title is Self-Sabotage, and it's a concept I'm using to talk about political art. And as you will see, it's going to be a little short. It's going to be only like 20 minutes lecture. And I'm trying to describe in this lecture elements that I think should be taken into consideration when you do political art. And one of the main elements I'm talking about is self-sabotage in the context of political art, because it's one concept I want to propose for discussion to the audience. And the main idea is that artists that do political art should try to, as the word said, sabotage themselves and sabotage their own projects, because they should not institutionalize themselves. They should try to be always in the margin between legal and illegal, between accepted and unaccepted, between comfortable and uncomfortable. And it's kind of trying to create an atmosphere of discussion, hopefully, about this. So it's going to be a lecture, and then after we're going to have a question and answers. The role of the audience in this piece specifically is going to be to become, I mean, I'm trying in my work to use the audience as a material. It's very important part of my work, and I almost spend more time thinking about the audience than actually what I'm going to do, and trying to think the reaction and how to put them in the space and so on. So in this case, I want the audience to be a lecture audience. And to have that role. For example, I'm very interested in working with to kind of change the role of the audience from audience to citizen, and not the other way around. Because normally what happens is that you come like a citizen, like a civil person to an exhibition, and the show put you in the role of an audience, meaning the role of looking, the role of contemplating, the role of having an aesthetical approach to something that is shown to you, and so on. And I want to do the opposite. I want people coming with all this with them and then encounter a situation where they don't have to think about none of that, but to think as a civil person, as a person in society who have to take ethical decisions and to have, you know, to contradict or not what they have learned is correct or not to do, socially speaking. There is a great contradiction right now, and I think that every couple of years there is one question that art is actually asking itself. Not everybody, but a group of people are asking themselves. Most of us working in political art are asking ourselves, which is how aesthetic something become pretending to be political, and if this is the other way around, how much art is. You know, and it's a big interesting balance between those two areas. And I think there are artists who are using iconography, political iconography, to make a reference to a world. But for me, the difference is what happened with the audience. If the role of the audience is still contemplating, even if it's thinking, I always assume that people are thinking in art. I'm not saying that they don't think, you know. I always assume that this is an intellectual process, right? But if the role of the audience is to have a passive role, if the role of the work is to be the conclusion of something, then I think it is more into the aesthetical realm. And then I would not call this art political art, but art working with political images, you know, or subjects. What I call political art is art that is thinking about the consequence of the work more than the way it is being produced. But I think it's there where the political reside. It's not, it can be political even if you're not addressing a politician or a political issue, but it's political because it generates, after the work is done, a reaction and a comment and discussion that try to put those people who are discussing in the realm of the ethics, not in the realm on the aesthetic. Although, coming from a socialist country, I've been I grew up having a very aesthetic reaction to the political. I say to a friend the other day that I get more emotional when I see an ethic act than when I see a good painting. You know, I really so it is always a way in which you want to introduce to the audience this kind of feelings, this kind of the construction of the affect through your work, you know, and see if that works or not, you know. But, I mean, of course, there are many other things that we can say, but this is the way I solve it. I had few pieces that I'm proud of because I think they're political, and the rest, it seems to me, that are tryouts. But, for example, I did a newspaper, which is funny because I know it's not a big deal to do a newspaper, but in Cuba, the newspaper is solely in the control of the government. So I have a series of work where I appropriate the tools of government to do my art. In this case, I used the newspaper, and it had consequences because a lot of it generated some sort of like social situation, because people were like photocopying the newspaper and passing it through, and it really generated interest from people who were not artists. And this is something that is very important for me. It doesn't always happen, but, and of course I love, I am part of the art world, and I love talking to my peers in the art world, because it's a very interesting discussion. But I would love if my work one day, when my work actually has happened, is going through the other people who are not artists, but they still feel engaged, you know. And this is one piece. The other one is the one I did in Havana, the last one I did in Havana. I mean, I have others. I have the art school that I did for 5 years, 6 years. But the last one I did in Havana, where I put the podium that Fidel used before, and like a big curtain. It was a little theatrical, no? And then the podium and the microphone. And then I gave 1 minute of freedom. No censorship to the audience, and they step in and they start talking, and it was marvelous, because 2 days later my neighbor, who has nothing to do with art, came and said, "What did you do?" Because I heard that it was a girl, and I know what you do, so I was sure it was you, you know, and I saw your name. And so it was nice that right now people who are not in the art world are talking, not about an art piece, but are talking about the freedom of speech. Like my work did after the fact, it's always like the work detonates something, huh? So I think that's interesting. What kind of conversation you generate with the work? Coming from an island that has such a specific political imaginary for everybody in the world, that is a question I have asked myself since the beginning of doing art. It's like, how do I work with the stereotypes? How do I work with, you know, the image that has been created about me without me having anything to do with it? So I think it has been evolving. You know, at the very beginning of my career, I say I will not use color or any reference to music or like nothing that is expected, you know. And but now it has changed. And I think it's all a matter of information. How do you educate, quote unquote? How do you provide information? How do you deliver information that is new to people about who you are and what your work is about, you know? So I think, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your work, artists who come from all these countries that, let's say, quote unquote, the first world has an image of, has to do an extra job, has to do an extra, homework, which is provide extra information to accommodate what they think about them. And I think it's very important when you do that you are very clear about your political position, because being defined without your consent is a political position. And a lot of people are not so aware of that. And I think, for example, in my case, I try to, when I'm in Cuba, I try to bring the context from outside to Cuba. Like I try to bring all the knowledge I got from being outside of Cuba into Cuba and try to see how that relates. You know, how can I put the way of thinking in terms of, let's say, you know, the strategies or the, you know, the professionalism and so on into Cuba. But when I'm outside of Cuba, I try to bring my vision, the vision I acquire by my education, my political education in Cuba, to other places. It does not always work, I tell you this. It does not always work. Sometimes you are misunderstood. Sometimes people want to see what I want to see. Like I did in the two biennials here in Venice before, a piece with tea bags. I put the whole corridor with tea bags, and I was talking to a woman the other day, and she's like, yeah, because your piece with the tobacco. I say, no, it's tea bag. Yeah, the tobacco leaf, the smell of tobacco. I say, it's tea. But because I'm Cuban, this woman cannot see anything but tobacco. So you can see this kind of like weird people, and it is sometimes not working, you know? But you have to try and try and be very persistent, but also be very sure what is the image you want to give. I have encountered a lot of people who are writing about the work and they're only referring to a very specific area of my work that, funny enough, is only 2 years, from 97 to 99. It's the time when I was doing performances myself, although here I'm going to do one, so it's going to be interesting to see that. And it's the one that is more known, precisely because I think now, I mean, I liked it when I did it. Now I don't like them so much because I hate that they only talk about this. But precisely, I think, because it was an expectation of what performance should do and what a Latin American artist should do in the performance. And now I feel that I want to have a website with as much text as possible so people see, and as much images as possible of all the work, so people see a larger, because my work, if you see it one after the other, it doesn't make sense. Because I do this here and then I go to another place where I do an installation and I do another place and I do an object. So, and I do that in purpose because I don't want them to classify me as only one thing. Although I am a performance artist and this is my main interest. But so the website also I would like, hopefully, that people can see the overall of the work and they can see, oh, her work is about politics in this sense, that sense. And also because what I said before about how to provide information so they, you know, they hear what you said, not what they think they should think. They're very different worlds. The world of the people who are talking about the representation of things and the people who are working in the real, trying to really change things in a more stable way. Because, for example, as an artist, you should have responsibility with your work. Most artists think the responsibility with the work stops in the work, because that's my responsibility. Political artists should think, hopefully, that the responsibility do not stop with the work, but with the consequence of the work, you know? In this case, I think it was the first time that and I think in history of Cuba art, I heard a critic saying this, it's the first time in the history of Cuban art that artists, and I won't want to call dissident because she doesn't call herself a dissident, but people who are in the real political opposition come together in the same space. It's first time ever. And I'm very proud of this. The thing is that in terms of her living and so on, I think in this piece, I didn't address that directly because it was only invitation. So my relationship was stopping in inviting, you know, it's not. But I do think that art could be used to actually provide benefit for real things. Like, for example, I did one piece in Gothenburg Biennial where I invited a person who never traveled outside of Cuba before, and I make her an artist in order to do all the process that is bureaucratic to allow her to go out of the country for the first time. And then she arrived to Sweden and she was a tourist for 1 week. And then we showed the photos of her tourism in the show. So So it's, I think this is sometimes art can be used to actually, because art is a privileged space. And the thing is, like, I have not thought yet, but I never thought before, but I do think that maybe in the future I will think about ways in which art can intervene in this. And it's funny because I've been very changed by all those blogs. Because one day I made they made this letter in opposition of something, and I did answer and very strong and put my name for the first time ever in a public contestation. And I after that they started sending me the blogs. And I've been very moved and by this and very changed, because probably, you know, I think art can help in that sense, because we work with symbolism, the realm of the meaning of things, and they do too. I mean, on their case, it's very directed what meanings they want to talk about, no? But I think it should be at one point something together. I mean, it's not a coincidence that Havel was a president, I think. You know, not that I want to be a president, or they want to be, but I mean that it will be good if sometime art can be used also for that, you know, concretely. If it's good in the art, that you can exhibit in Venice Biennale and people say it's really good, and then you can be in the street and people say, wow, this is really good. That's my dream work.
RadioPapesse.org Radio Papesse è un progetto a cura di Ilaria Gadens, Carola Haupt e Cristiano Maggi.